KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In the news, our sister station KNOD in Harlan reported on their social media page Monday evening that an accident involving a van had occurred at Concerned Incorporated in Harlan that same evening on Monday. The van collided with the side of the building, but it's not immediately clear if there were any injuries. We'll have more information on that as it becomes available. Well, two more former Glenwood State Resource Center workers charged with mistreating residents have pleaded guilty. The Des Moines Register reports 50-year-old Darrell Case pleaded guilty Monday to two counts of wanton neglect of a resident of a health care facility. His wife, 43-year-old Dana Case, pleaded guilty to one count. Both are scheduled to be sentenced on February 12th. Earlier, 13 workers at the center either quit or were fired over abuse allegations. The Iowa Department of Human Services investigation found that several clients were physically abused or subjected to verbal abuse or neglect. The center provides services for those with intellectual or developmental disabilities. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests on Monday. At around 1:30 p.m., 26-year-old Dalton Cormini of Murray was arrested on a Dare County warrant for the charge of failure to serve jail time, and Cormini was transferred to the custody of Dare County. At around 12:15 p.m. on Monday, 18-year-old Kimberly Albrechtson of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for assault, simple assault that is. She was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Cass County Recorder Mary Ward Monday afternoon announced that she will be seeking re-election in the upcoming June 5th primary and general election for 2018. Ward has been working in the recorder's office for 6 years, and this is her fourth year in her first term as recorder. In a statement to the media, she said it has been a very rewarding job, and she at her office. She enjoys helping people. Ward said her office has seen a number of changes since she started in her position. Those changes include, but are not limited to, a statewide system for registering boats, ATVs, and snowmobiles, and a statewide system for all death and marriage records back to 1954 and births back to 1990. She said also our recording of real estate documents has remained pretty steady the past couple of years, with more documents being e-submitted rather than brought over the counter. They're also working on some back scanning projects for real estate records and have a few more projects they'd like to accomplish down the road. The records in her office, by the way, date back to the 1880s. In our funeral announcements, Merle Betcher, age 80, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Merle Betcher will be held today at 11 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Todd Fief, age 56, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Todd Fief will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Shimorowski, age 85, of Erling, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Louise Shimorowski will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Jim Thomas, age 84, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Jim Thomas will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Clifford Putney, age 79, of Redfield, died Saturday in Johnston. Funeral services for Clifford Putney will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Doris Lewis, age 94, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Doris Lewis will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Talina Anderson, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Talina Anderson will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Sharon Shawl, age 75, of Anita, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sharon Shawl will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Vicki Borst, age 65, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Vicki Borst will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Michael Herbst, age 57, of Jacksonville, Florida, died Monday at his home. A visitation for Michael Matthew Herbst will be on Thursday from 5 until 9 at the Hoya Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Nancy Byerline, age 83, of Ankeny and formerly of Adair, died Saturday. Funeral services for Nancy Byerline will be Friday at 10:30 at the Grace Church in Des Moines. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has the arrangements. Brad House, Alan Knaus, age 41, of Portsmouth, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Brad Knaus will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Griffin, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Memorial services for Mary Kay Griffin will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Nancy Wanager, age 63, of Audubon, died Friday. Memorial services for Nancy Wanager will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Dale Steinkuhler, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Ronald Steinkuhler will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Evelyn Gibbs, age 71, of Greenfield, died December 21st. Celebration of life services for Evelyn Gibbs will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Muriel Bacon, age 99, of Harlan, died December 31st. Funeral services for Muriel Bacon will be held on January 27th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Karen Clausen Bell, age 61, of Anita, died January 1st. Memorial services for Karen Clausen Bell will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died January 3rd. Celebration of life services for Dolores Carnes Robertson will be held April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Margaret Marilyn Hansen, age 78, of Avoca, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Margaret Hansen will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Rick Tasto, age 67, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Rick Tasto are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Rocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.